Pickaxe.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Hello everyone, welcome back to High Rollers, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast in the world of Erois, run by Dungeon Master Mark Sherlock-Humes with me, Tom, playing Keela Kadkalar, the bard slash cleric.
I am Chris Trott, I'm playing Lucius Viren Elowin Elenastro, and I am a High Elf Sorcerer.
Hi, I'm Rhiannon, I'm playing Sentry, I am a Guardian Paladin.
Hi, I'm Katie, I'm playing Ayla, a Wild Elf Barbarian.
And I'm Kim, I'm playing Nova, who is an Air Ganassi, and she is a Hexblade Warlock.
We're sponsored by D&D Beyond. You already know to check the link in the description, so if you haven't yet, what are you waiting for? Make some characters. Sentry and the team make plans for their meeting with the elusive and mysterious guardian, Breeze.
Hello, welcome to Erois, D&D campaign. A little recap on what happened last week, especially for Katie, who wasn't here. I have given her a little recap already, but it never hurts. Our heroes have been exploring the city of Kelly's Rest, one of the largest settlements on the continent of Suvona, and a major stop on the trade road leading towards their destination of Goldthrone. After exploring the city, meeting a group of guardians surviving together, witnessing a match of magical dueling sport Spell Clash, and a stormy battle with an orc priest, the party found their way to the Temple of Hesper, the god of magic, the sky, and knowledge. The party spoke with Dean Simon, the resident priest librarian, and the old scholar in his library seemed to have been neglected by the townsfolk over the years, but the dean's knowledge seemed vast. They discussed the Eterna, including Nightfrost, the new magical accoutrement of Lucius, and Dean Simon revealed that his mentor had been studying and researching them, even as far as getting information from an Eterna themselves, revealing that they are led by a group called the Eternal Triumvirate, of which Nova carries a shard of one of their beings. However, during your discussions, a group of religious followers of Palador arrived and demanded Dean Simon come with them to the Abbey of Flame, on orders of somebody called the Abbotess. Believing the group's intent to be evil, the party spoke up and the religious zealots rebuked with staggering violence. A combat ensued, and whilst the party was victorious, the Temple of Hesper's interior was ruined in the fire. The next morning, you awoke to news that the abbot, the previous leader of the Palador faith in Kelly's Rest, had passed away, and the abbotess was now in charge. Mm. And I believe that there was vague plans made to go and seek out the guardians, following up a lead that perhaps they know somebody who has secrets to extend guardian lifespan. There is also a spell clash match, or more, that needs to take place.
Initiation.
Yeah. And then anything else that you guys really want to do in the town?
We're also going to wait for an answer.
From Nalika Dawnbless, the Field Warden, who was
step in on Abbotess problem.
Yeah, she was essentially going to hire us as mercenaries outside of the city's
law. She mentioned to you that the mayor of the town, of the city, was somewhat in the pocket of the church. There are many different faiths within Kaylee's Rest, but you can tell that Palador has a very big presence, and it has this fortified, independent abbey which is attached to the city that has its own walls and everything. And that seems to be the powerhouse of this particular city. It is the middle of the day. For the long night, it's surprisingly warm. With the storm that's recently just passed, the ground is still wet and muddy, but is beginning to firm up as, for once, There is sun in the sky and no clouds around. The storm seems to have blown them all away, and you have a brief moment of respite from the foul weather. The city itself is busy, but there is an edge to it. There is this lingering tension following last night. The trails of smoke can still be seen kind of coiling up from the city along North Street, that can only be the burnt-out remains of the Temple of Hesper. People glance at each other, not quite sure if they're neighbours or their fellows, which side they might fall on. We join the four of you at a tavern on North Street, a very lush, very fancy tavern that you'd chosen to stay at to make sure that any enemies you'd made were not led back to Arvel and Valor, two companions that you brought with you. Mm-hmm. And I believe that you were discussing what you wanted to do and where you wanted to go and who's doing what. So I hand this over to you, heroes.
Heroes.
Oh. Is an interesting choice of words.
Yeah, I mean, every time we go to, we kind of destroy.
You don't destroy.
One way or another.
You get involved into problems, yeah. But so far you've tried to do your best.
I think that's what I said last time, is like every time we come to, it's all cheery, and then suddenly there's a change and everyone is miserable. And we're just in the middle of it. Bye! See ya!
We're problem solvers.
Want to set up a charity?
Problem solvers.
Yeah.
That is a way of phrasing.
Team name, yes. Problem solvers.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I guess a positive spin is people are unhappy because they've found out that there has been problems that we've brought to light.
Yeah, they didn't know.
Sure, that's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Problem uncovers.
We're like WikiLeaks.
Problem seekers.
But every time we go to
town leaks.
You can hear the very distant cries, the calls of a town crier that had already given you word about the abbot's passing away and the abbotess taking power. And you can begin to hear that kind of echoing through the city streets. Mm. North Street is very affluent. You can see many merchants opening up their stores. There is several, most of them seem to be like local artisans. They produce, you know, food, jewelry, things that wouldn't necessarily interest you, normal, you weary adventuring travelers. But you do see that there is the Dale Geld Company, which is a kind of Suvona-spanning empire of trade stores that cater specifically to the more adventurous person, soldiers, weapon, you know, adventurers, that sort of thing. You also know that there is another store here which is run by Rosemeadow, the centaur, who is an alchemist and potion maker.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Although her store is not on the main street.
Not going there.
I've never been there.
Don't worry about it.
Don't know who she is. Don't think we'd get on.
I don't think you and Sentry
haven't met
her.
Yeah?
No. You'd love her.
Probably would.
Yeah, so, yeah. Sentry would. And she would love Sentry, more to the point.
Nova seems very quiet and distant, and mentions to you that she is thinking of remaining at home.
Oh, yeah?
At the tavern for today.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Nova, you should really come along with us today.
No, I just, you know, I've been thinking, and it's, I feel like I need to spend some time with Tiangong, and there's a few things I want to think about. I was also thinking of maybe going to the temple and helping them kind of recover what books they can. But I know you all have different things that you need to do today. I feel like I need some me time.
No, I really think you should come along with us.
To what, though? To where? Where are you going?
Fresh air. The sun's out now.
So are you...
And you've got the spell things to do, Nova.
I don't think I'm going to do spell clash. I've been thinking about it and...
What?
That's 100 gold.
Arvel can just give it. You can take the money back. We've not spent it yet.
That's true.
Only Lucius is the one who's spent the money.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Yes, that is true.
What
a shame.
Well, I've just been thinking that Tiangong is how I use my spells, and it feels wrong to use him or use them to fight for something like a sport. Like, it just doesn't feel right. It's not like your magic, Lucius, which is part of you. This is... I'm using somebody else's power. It just doesn't seem right.
Well, I use the power of Siaska. I'm just but a vessel.
Of Siaska?
You're not a priest?
Yes, but Siaska blesses us with sorcerous power, right? When we're born.
I mean, I don't know.
We're elven.
Okay, sure.
That's what I believe.
All right. Still, I don't think I'm going to do spell clash.
It does kind of make sense. If she's going into spell clash, and with an audience like that, with an Eterna casting spells, it probably will bring across the wrong attention. Then again, you've got...
Don't know what you're talking about. We always bring the greatest kind of attention to ourselves.
It's true.
Yeah.
Maybe. But it does kind of mean that I now have to do it, because That was the entire point. Loads of us trying to join Spell Clash gives us a better chance of getting more out of it.
Just be careful.
Careful.
Please.
I mean, there's a shield, apparently.
There is a shield. But there is also money and corruption. So we've got to be careful of that side of things.
I can beat up the person if they beat you. I can beat them up in the back alley after the game.
So you're my coach.
The shield is for magic, not for hammers.
Do you think there's much similarity between you swinging a big old hammer and me casting one big spell?
Absolutely not.
No? So what could you teach me? You're just going to smash things?
Yeah, I'll just like hurt the people who wrong you. I'll be like your security guard.
Okay.
Yeah,
and I'll try not to lose another eye in Spell Clash.
That'd be very
say that. Actually, he's two body parts down already. That's very true.
Don't make it worse.
That's far too brash a statement.
We shouldn't lose any more.
It's okay.
Maybe it's a bad idea.
It's fine. I'll exploit it.
It's a shield.
Do you want to take my hammer with you?
No, I won't be able to carry that. It's huge.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll exploit it. I'll go into the arena like, oh, owie, everything hurts.
Ooh,
and then bam.
I like that.
Guiding light.
That's tactic.
That's a good facade.
And maybe my name could be like, Miserable Little Birdman. And everyone will just immediately feel bad for me.
Did we not decide on
the little bird who could?
Yes. I don't know who said that.
Nova.
Oh, okay. maybe that could be a strategy.
Well, the Spell Clash is until tonight anyway, so I think it's...
That's true. And we've got to survive walking through the streets.
Yes, it almost seems like the neighbours are at unease, as if they're not sure which side their fellow neighbours are on.
What?
At our knees?
What?
What does that mean?
Unease.
I thought you said they were at our knees.
Yes. Oh.
Well, they might be after Spell Clash.
Okay. I'm gonna go up to my room now.
Then probably
heads upstairs.
For the best.
But right. No, you can't make fun remarks.
No, I can't. I'll have to wait until another NPC joins you inevitably.
So, Sentry, you heard about Breeze. Breeze is apparently here.
I'd like to find Scout.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
Scout.
That's the plan.
Yes, because Breeze probably doesn't want to see us, but we can go see Scout. And maybe we can scout behind Scout and Sentry.
I don't think we want to send Sentry on our own, though. Personally,
we don't
I'd
have a
prefer
choice.
To go with you.
We can't, really.
Why?
Breeze doesn't like her.
I mean, if Breeze is holding information this important and he will refuse to give it away if everyone is there, it's kind of...
We'll be in the shadows.
I mean, I'll see what he says.
We're stealthy. You're stealthy.
We'll be in a dash distance.
Ayla is quite stealthy, actually.
Stealthy. We can stealth.
What are the elves? She's
got a natural... bad, though.
that's the problem. Ayla knows how to hide herself, but bad luck...
Ayla's great.
Bad luck seems to get in its way. Okay, so you guys want to head to the Guardian's house on South Street? Okay. So you make your way outside and travel through the city. Not much has changed. Still feels the same way. It's bustling. It's a very busy place, lots of merchants to and fro. You have to pass through, heading down from North Street, you head into the Queen's Plaza, where you can see that some sort of very hastily built stage is being built. And there are people in white and red robes giving out small parchments, which seem to have a very hastily made and printed, just a very simple statement, like a poster, which just says, Abbotess Braylon to speak tonight, Queen's Plaza, on the recent events. And those are like literally the only words, like somebody's hand-stamped a bunch of
There's
pamphlets.
No time on there, or...?
It's sundown, it says.
We should definitely get somebody to hear that, at least. But that's going to clash with Spell Clash.
Good, I like the play on words.
What? What play on words?
I mean, Spell Clash. Clash of a Spell Clash.
What?
It's Clash. You said Clash. We should probably be there.
Yeah.
Okay. It's less that they don't really hand it out to you. You kind of like probably catch one that's on the ground or something like that. But you can just see them giving out these pamphlets around. And it seems to be something of a hot topic.
Does anyone have any second glances towards us?
Make a perception check.
If I'm percepting, I have a disadvantage.
As if there are unease. I don't know which side we're on.
Nine.
It's difficult to say. You're kind of looking around, and... I mean, you definitely notice people looking at you, It's hard to tell whether or not it is in a distaste or if it's just a, oh, look, there's a bunch of strange travellers kind of thing.
We do look quite strange.
You are an odd bunch walking around. So there is definitely looks. How much of that is kind of disproving look, you're not quite sure.
Okay.
But there's definitely people looking your way. And you notice that there are quite a few of the Harvest Guard around the Queen's Plaza as well. Just keeping an eye on things.
That's good.
You hedge your way and you see the large kind of central hill with the mausoleum of Queen Kaylee is right in the middle with these beautiful gardens kind of around them. And then you make your way into South Street. And South Street, once again, when you've been down here before, it's much more tailored to lower class artisans, workers. The stores here are much more basic as you begin making your way down past. You head past the Temple of Valena, which is this long workhouse, this long, low-ceiling stone workhouse with a large open terrace. Mm. And as you go past that, you can see that there has definitely been not necessarily a sign of struggle, but you can see that quite a lot of people are chattering around it, and there's talks about people visiting last night. You know that Mason, who is the priest of that temple, refused to go with the people that came from the abbey as well. And there's a bit of a commotion around that as well.
Mm.
But you turn down into several small alleyways and make your way to the very edges of the walls, where you remember there being a run-down, ramshackle house that was being rebuilt by the Guardians themselves. You don't see any signs of the other Warforged outside, but you do hear the kind of heavy clunking of
the iron giant.
Of a very large guardian who seems to be lingering near the back. And you just hear this kind of long rattling of chain and kind of stomping of, you know, clash of metal and stone. And this large, wide face kind of peers around from behind the back of this house and kind of, like, looks at you. Sentry. And it nods.
No, I forgot he was.
Yeah, I've forgotten his name.
Terrifying.
Smasher,
that's the one.
Yeah. You can hear, like, the drag of this heavy, kind of, like, flailed ball and chain behind him as he kind of stomps around to the front of the house. He gestures with his one working kind of hand towards it. Inside. Others.
Excellent. Thank you, mate.
Sad.
What? Why? What?
Tracker. And he just thumbs inside.
Uh-oh. Are we allowed in as well?
Yeah, he nods. He's like, friends.
Thank you.
We'll go see if we can cheer him up.
Okay.
He kind of looks at you. He just shakes his head, but then nods and just steps to the side, goes back into under his tarpaulin, which you can now see at the back of the house. They've kind of got this just like little cover for him to sit under. Stepping up to the door, you open it. There doesn't appear to be a lock in place. It's just like a loose wooden door that's been hinged on. You push it aside, and inside you can see the other guardians, Chipper, Sweep, Scout, sat around, or stood around a single guardian who is sat on a chair, eyes dull of colour, no glow, just kind of sat there, completely motionless. Tracker, this older guardian that you'd met before, just kind of stood in the sat in the chair, powered down, head slightly drooped, no magical glow to its being. Which you've only seen in previously dead guardians. The others kind of look up and they kind of like nod their head. Scout kind of walks up. He's like, "Hey, how's it going?"
"Hey, what? Scout, how are you? What's happened to Tracker?"
"Well, he's shut down, but he's done this before. Sometimes it can last a few hours. We're not sure if it's, you know, the big final shutdown or if it's just one of these temporary blips he has. I mean, we know that he's pretty close to his end time, but we just don't know. So we normally just put him, make him comfortable, and we leave him until, you know, he reactivates sometimes. So, yeah, I guess we just gotta wait and see. Did you get my message about Breeze?
Yeah, we did. That's why we came here.
Oh, great. Yeah, obviously, he kind of gestures towards the others. Like, we've been talking more and more, and, you know, Tracker's been getting worse and worse. We just think that, well, maybe we should just take him to see Breeze so he can speak to him, you know? I know he's not sure about it, but, well, we just think that if there's a chance that they can extend his life, we should do that, you know? He's got so much more to teach us, and he's got so much more that I know he wants to do, but I worry that he's just giving up on hope, you know?
Hopefully he gives you hope. That's why we'd like to try and extend him as well.
Sweeper kind of nods over. She's like, "That's very kind, thank you. We know that Breeze is around, but he said he's only going to be around for another day or so. When we mentioned you, Sentry, he said that he'd love to meet you, but he is a bit wary about non-guardians. We think that he might have had some bad experiences with humanoids before, and he asked that he could just meet you alone before we go and we bring Tracker to him tonight. So once it gets dark, he said that you can find him in the gardens around the mausoleum, and then around midnight we'll take Tracker to see him. He wants to perform the ritual away from non-guardians and humanoids. Said it makes him a bit too uncomfortable.
He can perform the ritual right there and then?
That's what he said to us, yes, but he needs us to be sure that that's what we and what Tracker wants.
And do you trust Breeze?
We don't have a reason not to. He's always been kind to us. He's always, you know, he brings by a little bit of coin and, you know, he does his best to help us whenever he can.
And there's nothing...
Seems a nice fellow. He seems like he's got our best interests in heart.
Okay.
Chipper just kind of nods. He's just like, I mean, I didn't really know many other guardians after I got reactivated. He does seem a little strange. Breeze definitely isn't his original name. We think he may have chosen it for himself. It doesn't match the kind of names that we normally have. And he just said that he wanted to get rid of his old life, so.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Is there anything else? I mean, Sentry, would you be willing to meet with him? It'd be great to see if you can get a read on everything and let us know.
Yeah, I can let you know how it goes, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think he said meet him after darkness, like Sweep said, at the mausoleum in the gardens. And then we're supposed to meet him just outside of town, outside the North Gate, later tonight. And as you're kind of looking around, there's this kind of flick of this almost like a pulse that comes out of Tracker, like this. And you watch as his eyes begin to glow with green light again. He kind of sits up and he looks around. Give me insight checks, actually. Anybody who's watching.
Oh boy.
Natural 20.
Natural 20.
14. 22.
22, natural 20.
17.
17?
14.
14. Pretty much all of you really quickly pick up on this. He does not realize where he is. Like, you see this kind of recognition that he doesn't know where he is and he's frightened. He immediately kind of kicks back off the chair, pulls out a sword from like a sheath at his side. He just flips it over and he's just looking around. He's just like, where the hell am I? What's going on? Where's my unit? And he's like looking around. When he sees Ayla, Quill, and Lucius, he flips the blade to you. Almost like completely not recognizing you. He's just like, they're with the Court of Shadows. The rest of you guardians form up behind me. And he's like backing up like into a defensive stance. He's like, where's my bow? And he's like looking around, unable to find something.
Can I jump in and like try and hold his arms back?
So you should just try and grab him? Yeah, sure. Give me a strength check though, because he's going to try and resist. Athletics would be.
Athletics. Cool, that's a 19.
Yeah, 19. With your superior strength, you overpower him. You grab his arm, flip it behind him, and like push him into a military hold. And he's just like, what are you doing? Are you working with them, you traitor? And he's like struggling against you.
Tracker, calm down. We're your friends.
I don't know you. You're not part of my unit. He's like struggling around. Where's my CO? And he's desperately looking around, unsure what's going on.
I really don't want to interfere here, Sentry. I don't know what to say.
Scout, what normally happens?
Like, what the hell is that thing? And he's looking at Quill like...
Tracker, we met you outside...
Is it some sort of... It's one of Starbane's weird creatures.
We met you outside Cali's Rest. We helped you defeat the
what the hell is Cali's Rest?
Okay.
He's like...
Tracker, calm down. Scout...
What's going on?
I think we should leave.
We should probably...
Us three. Let's leave Sentry with it.
It's just like, he just doesn't seem to know what's going on. And even the other guardians, he does not seem to recognize whatsoever.
Yeah.
It's definitely something's triggered.
Flicked back into his memory.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's like struggling against you. Give me another athletics check just to see, because he's fighting against you.
11.
11. So he manages to break free. And I think at this point he would try and shove you. So give me a strength saving throw.
Okie dokie.
He's going to try and shove you away from him. Like
11 again.
Okay, so he goes to shove you, but you manage to kind of hold firm. He goes to shove you and pulls the blade out, and he leaps to the side.
Step in the way of Quill and Lucius and just...
He like...
In a defensive, but not, okay. Not looking intimidating.
He looks at you. See how much he might remember. He looks at you, and he's
like eyeing you. He's just like, you look like you're one of those. Are you one of those shadow elves? He's like looking around like, that one, are you some sort of traitor? Why are you with them? And he's like glancing around like,
look, we mean no harm. We're not with any sort of court of shadows. But we'll just leave now, okay?
It's almost like he doesn't want you to leave, like he doesn't trust you to leave, but he's also not sure where he is. He seems extremely confused. Why don't you give me a persuasion check, Lucius? Just because you're trying to, like, you know, calm him down in a little.
12 plus 5, 17.
He just kind of, like, looks at you. He's like, get out. Get out now. Where am I? You. I know you. You're one of the Solven units. Sentry.
Yes,
I remember seeing you in a parade. Why are you here? Why are they here?
We're in Erois. We're in a new place now. This is not there.
What about the war? What's going on?
The war is over. This is...
What? He just seems to... And then when you say the war is over, there's this kind of like, not realization, but he looks past Sentry into a corner of the room where there's nothing. There's just a few shelves. And he looks over Sentry's shoulder. He's like, who are you? What are you talking about? What, the Prime? He's just like, starts looking. He's just like, I've never heard of you before. What do you mean? Who's this? And he like points behind you like, do you know them?
I don't see anybody. There's nobody there. Tracker, there's no one there.
There is. The Gold Guardian behind you. I've never seen one like it.
The Prime.
He looks. He like listens. He's like, City of Glass? I don't know where that is. What are you talking about? And then he looks around confused. What's happening to... And then he just shuts down. It's like mid-sentence, just the light goes and he falls forward and just slams into the ground.
Oh, okay. We should probably pick him back up and...
Yeah, the other three guardians just look terrified.
Does this happen a lot? Is this...
Scout's like, no, he's never done anything like this. When he shuts down, he just goes silent. He just doesn't do anything.
We need to get him to Spree's soon.
I don't think you have a choice. I think you have to take him there now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
As soon as we can.
We can try and go to the Mausoleum Gardens, but Breeze, I don't know where he is the rest of the time. He said to meet us outside the city gates tonight, but not till midnight.
Well, we just have to bring him along. Otherwise, you guys could be in danger.
Should we? Maybe we could tie him up or something here, or...
Maybe, or I can... Or if he comes with me, I can at least keep him under control.
Can Smasher hold him?
Yeah, Smasher probably could, yeah. He's strong enough. Tracker's not super strong. He fights with a bow, mainly. So maybe... I think Smasher can probably keep him under control, but if you want to take him to see Breeze, but... It's up to you. He's never done anything like this. I'm the only combat outside of Smasher. I'm the only other one that knows how to fight. Chipper and Sweep, they don't know what to do. They're civilians.
Were you in his unit before?
No. I was really freshly made. I was really new at the end of the war. Track had been serving for a few years before the Sundering happened. He's told me a little bit about it, his unit that he was with.
If he's never done this before... It's not a good sign. I think that Breeze is...
He's mentioned the Prime stuff before, but he's never been in a memory like that. He says that it's more like dreams. When he's been shut down, when he's quiet, sometimes he says that he's heard about this Prime. He's seen a Golden Guardian before, but he's never...
When he wakes up before, does he forget where he is?
No, he knows where he is. It's like he's gone to sleep, like we all have to sometimes. Where we have to power down. It's normally just like that. And you can see Scout's really shaken up.
Mm. Breeze is in town for only another day or so. I don't think we have time to wait for Tracker to give his opinion on it.
No, let's take him now.
And at this point, the Tracker we met, well, the one that declined the offer before, he's not there. At least last time we woke up.
Yeah, you don't.
Could I roll a check on the City of Glass as well?
Sure.
What would that be?
I think that would be... Yeah, history.
We've heard that before.
Yeah, I've
Quill
mentioned it before.
That, certainly.
History 15.
15. Very similar to the last time when you first got that scrap of information torn from a book, some sort of scriptures maybe. City of Glass doesn't bring any immediate bells, but there's a couple of things you can extrapolate.
thinking about it, Tracker didn't seem to recognize it, and Sentry doesn't know it either, which would indicate that it's not from before the Sundering. It must be from post-Sundering, which means it's a new name. There's definitely nothing like that on Suvona, and there's definitely nothing like that on Voxar, which is the continent you're most familiar with.
Mm.
If anything, the Starfall Archipelago might be the place to go. That with the Starfall Archipelago is a series of islands that once made up the very heart of Erois before the Sundering.
Oh, I see.
And when the Sundering happened and the lands were split apart, the archipelago was basically formed out of this cluster of islands. They are the closest to the point of impact. They were once where the capital of all of Erois was, this kind of grand city where Siaskar and the gods lived.
Yeah.
That was destroyed completely. It was the very center of the blast. But it could be that the City of Glass... There's a lot of mystical stuff that happens in the Starfall Archipelago.
Is it one of those places that's, like, not very well explored? Yeah,
yeah. It's very difficult to get to as well sometimes.
Dangerous to get to, isn't it?
Yeah, the seas are very dangerous around the centre of Erois, around the point of the Sundering, and the winds aren't very favourable around there either. Most of the wind currents that the Sky Cities and airships follow drift around the middle because it's Hesper sent them up to protect them from the blast.
And I don't suppose what we know of Solvin is...
You don't know, no. That's the mystery that Sentry's been pursuing, and you're not sure you have any information on that currently. You'll need to find other people and ask around.
Yeah.
How long is it until... So we're, like, early afternoon at this
early
point.
Early morning.
Point,
yeah. Okay. You've got a whole day.
Still got a whole day.
But you can always just say, like, hey, we're just going to kill time. We're going to wait here for a few hours
stuff. If we leave him with Smasher, at least that is temporary going to hold him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then if Breeze isn't going to be around until nightfall anyway, we can go about other business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Scout's like, all right, let's Chipper, you and me take him out to Smasher, and we'll try and make him comfortable and make sure Smasher knows to keep him under control.
Scout, come find us. If anything happens to Tracker...
Where's the best place to find you guys? Where are you going to be?
What's on our list?
The Spellclash Arena?
Yeah, I know where that is.
Yes.
All right.
We'll be around there.
Okay, I can come find you there. Sure. He just, like, nods his head. He's like, thank you.
No problem, we'll come and help if anything goes wrong, okay?
He just nods. He just looks very, you know, taken back. And, you know, they don't have facial expressions, but the manner of his voice and his body language, like, it's all slumped down.
Yeah.
He just looks a bit shaken.
It'll be okay.
He just nods. He's just like, thanks, Sentry. Just want the old Tracker back.
That's okay. We'll get your family back together again.
Just nods. Okay.
Lucius, are you starting to feel like Spellclash might be getting away a little bit?
What?
Getting in the way a little bit, Spellclash? A little bit,
What else are we doing, though?
Well,
I mean, well, there's the whole Abbey thing.
There's the Abbey.
Hey.
There's Breeze.
We're waiting at the moment, I think. We're waiting
We've got the full day. Of course, if Breeze were to come along or we were to find him, by all means, then hands down, we'll go do that. Tracker needs to be saved.
We could look and see if we can find him earlier.
Maybe. Let's do that first.
We could do.
Before Spellclash.
Do we have any other...
still got time. Spellclash is in this like sundown, afternoon, late afternoon time.
Yeah, around the same time as the... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys can head to the mausoleum if you want, the gardens. Yeah. Is that what you want to do?
Can we do that?
Let's do that.
Okay.
I will say, away from the other guardians.
Okay, yeah, you guys can head outside while they're taking care of them easily enough.
He saw the Prime again.
Yes, he did, yeah.
He was speaking as if it was in the room.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the manifestations of the Prime get more potent the closer to the end of life the Guardian finds himself in. So I feel like this time, this vision that he had was the most potent I've ever heard of, being in the room, in the space.
More real than any other.
But the vision did give him an order, a direction, told him to go to the City of Glass, apparently, so it can't be the end just yet.
Would Tracker have known about a City of Glass?
I mean...
Before. Is this new information? If this is, there is a Prime, and it's giving these guardians at the end of their life purpose.
You make an Arcana check for me, Lucius.
11 plus 2.
13. You do know, probably from watching your father and sister study magic, because they studied magic. You know, you've always had it as naturally as a gift, whereas they kind of studied it more and more.
Skipped a few classes.
Yeah, but you do know that there are spells that can send messages across great distances. There are even rumors of very powerful magic that can create almost dream-like states, where they can talk and you can converse with somebody across great distances. And that, the idea of receiving some sort of vision. I mean, there are very famous tales of people receiving visions from the gods. Quill has said that he's had visions of Hesper and things like that before. But you do know that there are...
Got snacked down and got a god vision.
Yeah. Yeah. Ayla got one. But there are also ways for very powerful spellcasters to do it. So it's not entirely impossible that somebody sent a message rather than him just having some sort of crazy vision. It's a possibility.
Sentry, do you know of any guardians that can cast spells, use magic like I do, or Quill does?
Not that I know of.
You know that there would be guardians that can do it, yeah. There were guardians who were trained in the use of arcane magic.
Yeah, there were guardians who were trained in magic, yeah. We could... Yeah,
exactly what he just said. Yeah,
no, but I appreciate putting it into her own words. I appreciate that.
So, Daddy and my sister actually used to train in that sort of thing, sending messages across vast distances. So, if there's a chance that the Prime is real and is sending messages out to guardians near the end of their life or near some sort of revelation or something,
so would they be able to do it with a visual?
Absolutely, yes. I don't know. I didn't read the studies, okay. But I assume Daddy and my sister could definitely do that. They're so very powerful.
So it's not a manifestation. It's an actual...
It could be. Order. It could be. This is just, again, this is what, with a 13,
yeah. This
is some information Lucius has about how magic can work. And you're not sure if they can send visions or images or if it's just words. You don't know.
How far can you send those messages?
Really far.
Could someone send it around... to anywhere in Arois?
I'm sure Daddy could.
Sure.
I definitely know the answer.
I'm not giving you any more information. That 13 is what you get.
I know. Lucius doesn't know.
That's what you get with a 13.
With enough power and enough arcane energy that the Guardian store maybe, possibly.
But does that mean the Prime then has a link to all Guardians? How does the Prime send messages to Guardians they've never met before?
How does the Prime know... the point when they have to send that message.
Does this mean the Guardian can sense the Matrix or something?
Possibly. Either way...
I think we need to look opposite. Why do all Guardians see the same Prime?
Mm.
Why?
Well, and also...
At least three that we know of.
Yeah. And they all had the same description.
Three Guardians who've never met each other before until...
They've all seen the same thing.
And also, what will they find in the City of Glass? Is it a resting point? Is it...
Lots of cups and...
Warm plates.
Well, that would be lovely.
Glass plates.
But they'd be warm too.
Oh. Yes.
I mean, that sounds like a century heaven to me.
High melting point.
Yeah.
I might still believe that this conversation is happening whilst
you're
making
walking to the buzzer.
Yes. So the centre of town, the Queen's Plaza, I've described it before, it's this large open area with this gardens in the middle. The gardens themselves, so the mausoleum is a beautiful round building of polished stone decorated with beautiful gardens of vibrant blue flowers. It rests atop a small hill at the heart of town, and paths lead up to the rounded mausoleum from gates, like a big iron gate that weaves around the whole gardens. The gardens themselves, kind of imagine like a botanical garden, thick with flowers and plants and trees, all based on this hill. So the paths all kind of have like small inclines and steps that make their way round. Every so often within the garden, there are statues of a young woman in flowing robes carrying an open tome in front of her, or a staff, or some sort of other magical apparatus, wands, orbs, crystals, some sort of mage woman. When you get there, it is open to the public. There are guards. There are harvest guard positioned all the way along the fence, kind of at the entrances. They check you over. They will inquire to check your bags and check any weapons that you have on you. They, you know, note them down, remark on them and things like that, and then they let you into the gardens themselves. There's a heavy scent of lavender and these blue flowers, this kind of floral scent that permeates amongst these gardens, and it's quiet. Almost as if magically so, the sounds of this bustling city are dimmed. as it all just falls away into a peaceful serenity. You've been searching through the gardens, and you can see every now and again there are young couples or a family making their way along it as well, investigating it, exploring it as families do. And eventually you find your way to the very top, where there is a large white marble mausoleum building with a rounded dome top. Again, seems all open to the public, and you can see a few people wearing black robes with the symbol of a silver lantern with a single star in the middle of it, the symbol of Kalara, the goddess of the dead. They kind of nod their head respectfully to you, but they don't seem to talk too much. Instead, you're left to peacefully wander and mediate on yourselves. Inside the mausoleum itself, you can see it's a large open room with a single marble stone sarcophagus, a plain square shape in the middle. On the far wall behind the sarcophagus, behind a thick pane of glass, is a beautiful golden staff, curved with a crescent moon with a single gemstone at its middle, and then spilling down, there is almost like a spiral of gold that winds its way along the handle, tipping in another gemstone at the base of the staff itself, with plaques written underneath it. The walls are covered in frescoes that depict a young woman's life. We see three sisters, her being the youngest, the smallest of them, a happy family. But as the frescoes go round, it details the story of the War of the Three Sisters. The three sisters were the children of a former king who died suddenly, and the three sisters basically became eligible for the throne. The eldest was cruel and a little bit power-hungry. The middle sister was incredibly devoted to Palador, and then the third sister was a quiet mage. The sisters warred for the throne, and it was Callie's intelligence and her cunning and her knowledge of magic that eventually saw her succeed and lead Suvona and Rooksfeld into an era of prosperity. She was regarded as a very wise ruler, but she was always plagued by the noble lines that felt that they had been cheated out of succession. And we see this kind of detailed on frescoes. She fought in battles, she was a war wizard, but she was also very good at political and court intrigue, and there's different frescoes depicting that. The actual mausoleum itself is empty of people, apart from like these things, and then you just see the priests wandering around. What do you guys want to do? Are you trying to actively find priests, like looking around to see any sign of him and things? Okay, I think that would probably, your best bet there is to make... Let's make this a group skill challenge. So you can use perception, survival, or any other skill you can think of that would help you try and track down trace of this person, this guardian.
So Breeze is someone that comes to Kelytris quite often, isn't he?
You heard that he has come by here a few times, yes.
Okay, so I might try and speak to
one of the priests.
Some of the priests and see if they have any idea of a guardian that...
Okay. Well, you walk up, so yeah, so, and what are you asking them? You're just asking them if they've seen a guardian or...
A guardian called Breeze.
Okay.
Come here, apparently does his work here every time he arrives.
The person that you speak to is a half-elven woman. She's like, I'm very sorry, sir. No, there is a few guardians within Callie's Rest, but they've not really come here. This is generally seen as a bit of a place of historical value and of faith as well. Okay. But no, I can't say that... anyone around matching that description has been around here. Certainly not during opening hours. The mausoleum is closed at night, and I've heard reports that a few people go into the gardens at night, but we try and have our guards keep an eye on that, I'm afraid.
Okay. And nighttime it closes. Okay. That's good. Okay. That's a little bit of information.
Yeah. Okay, so while Quill's doing that, any other ideas of what you guys want to do?
I'm actively distracted thinking about the prime.
Okay. So you're just so focused, you're like...
I'm like really thinking of that.
Okay. Sentry?
Can maybe like try and call out, but like use persuasion to see if he's...
So you, you wouldn't need to use his skill. If you just kind of want to walk around and be like, hello, Breeze, like just literally calling out to anywhere. Yeah, you can do that. Let's see. Okay. You spend like a little bit of time wandering the gardens, just calling out. Occasionally, you get odd looks from wandering families who look over at you, but take a stealthy or very fast-paced walk away. There doesn't seem to be any response. You're just calling out to the trees, the sun overhead. Doesn't seem to resonate.
Okay.
Ayla?
I think I'm just going to do a perception check to see if I see anything. But traces. Also I want to... Actually, can I make it a survival check and see if I can see any tracks?
Yeah, that would be more survival.
Anything that would sort of suggest...
Out of the ordinary. Somebody was here that, you know, hasn't been like your typical tourist or typical traveller. Yeah, that'd be survival.
Something 100%. That looks more mm-hmm. guardian-like.
Yeah, for sure.
Than,
19. Yeah, 19's pretty good. You spend a bit of time wandering around with Sentry, who's calling out, and you're trying to keep an eye on the woods. And you've tracked wild beasts, and you've tracked, you know, people that have been trying to get away from you, enemies, that sort of thing. You begin to find a few things. There are definitely traces that somebody has come through here and not followed the normal paths. You notice there are strange footprints in the soft earth amongst the gardens themselves, near to trees. And the footprints don't seem to match any sort of normal boot or footwear. They're almost just like a solid imprint with just a flat bottom completely, heavy set. You also find thin pieces of metal, very similar to the ones that might come off something like Echo. These kind of thin strips of metal near the branches of a tree. You catch like this glinting metal in the branches. You clamber up, pull it down, and you can see that something probably got wedged or stuck in the branches as it maybe flew past.
Interesting. I'll point that out.
Yeah, nothing to necessarily follow back to a source. That's the only thing. Okay. It seems to come and go, and you catch these little sights and
is
things
it
like that.
Several places, or does it
seems
look
to be all
like
around.
One path that he takes.
Actually, you know what? With a 19, I would say that near the back of the mausoleum building itself, you find more and more traces of the tracks, and you do see that built into the bottom section of the mausoleum itself, a thin line carved into the stone, disguised to look like it's a part of the marble blocks. But you catch footprints just in the gravel dirt, just this faint impression that almost was immiscible. And you kind of see that there is a door, a secret door built into the bottom of the mausoleum itself. And there are footprints that lead into that.
That lead into the door.
Mm. I mean, that's a hell of a 19.
Yeah. No, I'd say 19 is pretty good.
Yeah.
He's not particularly... You get the sense that it depends on how well the person covers their tracks.
Yeah.
I'll point that out. Door.
I guess.
Everyone. Is it like a fairly big door, or is it
no,
like a little...
No, it looks like it's like a little thing that a medium-sized creature like you will have to crawl through.
Right.
But it looks like, yeah, it looks like some sort of thing. You don't see a way to open it from this side, though.
Oh, okay, so it's like it's a way
almost
out.
Almost like an exit, yeah.
So does it look like all the tracks are going away from the door, then?
Very much
so. I mean, the priests have already said that he's sneaking into the... Well, they haven't said that. The place is closed when he's around. They're not meant to be here, so he's found some way in and out.
Well, this is how he's getting out. I don't know how he's getting in.
Yeah.
So,
but we know that he's
definitely been here.
Yeah.
Well, this is the place. But we probably shouldn't be hanging around Sentry if he's around. If his echo is floating around and watching us, well, we don't want to.
We don't know
scare
if
him
the
off.
Echo is anywhere.
I'm sure, but we don't want to scare him off. If we're looking around for him. We're meant to be letting Sentry do this alone.
Yeah. Lucius? Do you have anything?
He's just off. Just gazing like, off in the distance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where can we go that we're close enough? But
I mean, we won't be able to get into the place past the closing time. Actually, I don't
Are
even know how Sentry's meant to get here.
No.
Yeah, I would say that you would know that there would be guards stationed on the fences, like, you know, just to keep watch on it, because this is... There's definitely some sort of historical significance to this place. They're not just going to let people come in and trash it.
Yeah.
Maybe if I leave Echo here while we leave, then I can use Echo to see if Breeze comes in at night.
You could use Echo to sneak through past the guards, at least.
Could do.
I mean, I don't know how you're meant to get in outside of that.
No, but then if Echo can get through, then he can at least let Breeze know that I'm here.
True.
Yeah, and he, through Echo, could let you know that he's there.
Yeah.
Or you could hide somewhere here, we can take Echo, and then you can communicate through Echo to us when he arrives.
That's also very good.
We want to be able to know when to come to see you. Like, if you need us, we need to be able to know that you need us.
And Echo. Echo is independent enough that you can basically just say to him, like, hey, keep an eye on if you see this guardian, let me know. Yeah. And he'll just send you a telepathic message of, like, beep, boop, it's here. You know. Beep,
what's the range on Echo again?
He does have a range. It's the same as Find Familiar, and I don't have my book with me. But I can probably
1,000 feet.
I can use D&D Beyond.
Million. Is it the same as the ones you gave me?
Yeah, it's the same spell. It should have the same. It should have the range on there, just because it's taking time to load my stuff up.
You can fly 30 feet.
30 feet, yeah.
I think it is like 120 feet, but he can. Well, that's if you want to see through his eyes.
Yeah, well,
you can. He's an independent creature. He can go wherever he wants to go.
Just getting
but it's just the telepathy.
He has to be within 100 feet for
100 feet for the telepathy. Oh. But that doesn't mean that you can say to him like, "Wait here until he shows up." Then come and find me at Spell Clash, and then you can go. It's just the risk of, like, he'd have to make that journey on his own.
Yeah.
So, depends on how much you want to risk him.
There's no
way we only just got him back.
I mean, like, what?
Or I just stay here and give you guys Echo, and you can see what's going on.
I think it makes sense the other way around. You come with us, Echo stays.
You're more valuable.
Everyone said...
I'm sorry, no offense, I love Echo, but at the same time, Sentry, we worry about you.
Plus, if you were tuning in...
Echo, I love you!
He just makes like a little noise as he bobs.
Sorry, he's also smaller.
Yeah.
He's going to be more discreet with the guards around.
Do you get a read on Echo's memories when he returns to you?
So Aquil asked that. Lucius, Master Elenester.
Yes,
what? I've been listening to your friend's conversation.
Oh, you have? I wasn't listening.
I could remain here and keep watch for the Guardian in my shadow form.
Why? Why are we staying here?
They wish to find this person, Breeze.
Oh, yes, Breeze, that's right.
They are discussing leaving the Guardian's flying creature, but I could remain.
Yes, and you would literally be a shadow.
Yes.
Undisturbed.
I am very
disturbed. Why, does it close at night or something?
Yes.
Ah, right. Excellent. We could just leave Nightfrost here. He's offered his services. Instead of Echo.
Independent of you?
Yes.
So he could just do what he wanted here?
Well, he could
Obviously, you all hear this now. I would obviously fulfill Master Lucius's wishes. I wish to be useful. I wish to prove that I am more than a killer.
How far can you stray from me?
As far as you wish me to go.
And can you communicate to me
through
like this?
Yes.
How far?
I also know where you are at all times. I could find you easily.
That's quite creepy, but fair.
But what if you're in Spell Clash? In the middle of a...
Can you just communicate to all of us? Or does it have to be Lucius?
At such a range, it would need to be with only Master Elenester. To communicate with all of you, I must be present upon his person. There is a limited range for others.
If I'm at Spell Clash, I will shout it as part of a spell.
Hmm.
Breeze! Like something like that. I don't know. Yeah, who knows?
Will you also be able to tell us what you think of Breeze? I mean, if he comes out and he's covered in spikes and maces, then that's something to be worried about.
I will inform you if he is covered in spikes and maces.
And he's flowing with lava.
Very well.
And he's dangerous looking. Just dangerous looking.
Ignore.
I mean, a lot of the guardians, like Smashers, huge and really intimidating.
Very
but
kind.
Very nice person.
Very nice.
Very nice guardian.
Nightfrost, so, you only need to give a
like
visual
me.
Description.
You're
to
a delight.
Me
I'm a delight, but you don't know that looking at me. A lot of people judge that.
Very well, Master Elenester, yes.
Thank you.
I can do that, yes.
What a very kind of you, Nightfrost.
I wish to be useful to you, Master Elenester.
And that is very useful, everybody?
Yes.
Please don't destroy me.
Why would I destroy you when you're so useful?
But I did terrible things. You heard the Dean. He said that it may be better to destroy me.
Can we all hear this?
I may be corrupted, yes.
Nightfrost, thank you.
You're welcome, Master Quill.
We appreciate the help.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
thank you.
Well,
he knows where I am all the time.
He does.
That's a little bit strange.
Can you see me all the time?
Somewhat, yes. It is of a strange form, but yes. My vision
my private parties.
My vision is not like yours. I do not see you as the beings that you see each other as.
I see your energy, your life essence.
Night Frost, yes. I have a quick question for you.
Yes.
Could you see a guardian of gold?
Earlier?
Yes.
No. There was a strange magical presence, but not one that I could identify.
Interesting.
Have you seen one ever?
A golden guardian? No. For many hundreds of years, I saw only darkness, Master Quill. Endless night and darkness and cold beneath the lake in the ship.
Okay.
I was dead, but not quite dead.
Okay.
Until then, I drained the life from those girls.
We've gone on a tangent. Mm-hmm. It was a bad one.
There's a certain way of talking to Night Frost, which I'm starting to figure out now.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's such an eclectic being.
Never mention the past?
Eclectic is a strange way to say that I am insane.
He's very honest, too. He's
very, very honest.
Insanity
is... The Eternal do not have any real concept of deceit. There was no need for it amongst our society.
You said you felt magical presence.
Something like that. It is difficult to explain.
That would back up your theory of potential messages, maybe. Yes.
Next time,
spells.
Next time anyone mentions primes, Quill, do detect magic.
What? Oh,
That, yeah.
Oh, I see. That's a good idea. That's a very good idea.
I feel very switched on right now.
That's a very good idea, Lucius.
I think Nightfrost, you're brushing up on me.
You went very quiet for a while, Lucius. Were you just charging all of this up?
Like, no, I was thinking about the prime. For example,
okay.
If there is indeed a central single one prime which all other guardians were created from and thus had a link towards... Would they be able to interact and therefore create an army of guardians who could kill every living thing on the planet or control them all at once? But then I thought, no, because they're asking questions and saying, go to the City of Glasses, as if it's an option.
Mm.
So that's probably not... Sorry, Sentry. But it's not a thing. So ultimately, it's a being of his own entity which suggests that guardians are all their own person.
I think I prefer it when Nova's here. Nova goes on tangents in a much more logical way.
Nova would know.
Nova probably would have gotten punched by Tracker if she was near him when that happened.
That's
because
true.
She would have been in his face with a notebook.
Oh, did anyone take any notes, by the way, when that was happening? Oh, she's going to be so angry.
Not at all.
She will be. That's fine. We'll describe it really, really well.
Okay.
Night Frost can describe it. Night Frost knows, right?
I have a question for Night Frost.
Somewhat, yes.
Somewhat.
Yes, Guardian Sentry.
Night Frost, were you... Were you with the Remnant during the Sundering?
I was aboard the ship that you found me. We were bombarding a city from high up in the atmosphere. When the Sundering occurred, our power systems shut down. I felt a disturbance. My apologies.
That's okay. What do you know what city you're above?
I did not know the name of the target location, no. It was used as a bastion for food resources. I believe it was near current Savona. It must have been for us to crash here.
Are there any other cities that you know that you were fighting during the Sundering?
She's done it!
Orders?
She's done it!
She's broken me in the campaign.
He's actually done it.
He has to look shit up.
For podcast listeners, the gritting teeth of Mark Glenn.
You heard it.
Fuck!
When
you catch the DM ever so slightly unawares with questions, these things happen. So, he will say that...
He does not know. He's insane.
He will say that his document is too long and he can't find it.
Trying to think of...
Shut down.
I mean, a lot of those cities wouldn't exist. I'm trying to think if there's any cities... Okay, here's what happens. He gives you a bunch of names that mean nothing to most of you. Sentry, at best, you maybe have heard of them. They were on other continents.
Would there be other continents back then?
No, not other continents, but like other regions.
Yeah.
So, okay, this is where there is a ton of lore, which is in my head, and I don't think I wrote
this
down.
This pre-Sundering, like,
pre-Sundering lore. So there was, basically, back in the day, Erois was split into the tenements, I think I called them. These were regions controlled by certain individuals, favored by a specific god, who is basically like, you are in charge of this region now. And there was no borders because everybody was working together, but they were like the governor of a particular region. And so those regions were allocated different things. So the region you guys know as Suvona, specifically Rooksfeld, was basically given control to a certain person who was their job, and the job of the region was make food for everybody else in Erois. Mm. That is your region's responsibility. And it was Palador, the god Palador, who was in charge of this region, which is why there's such a strong Palador faith today.
Okay.
So these kind of things. So each region kind of has like connections to the different gods. He gives you a list of places that you recognize as being within that region. And this is something where I need to go into my full notes and give a bunch of this stuff to you, because this is stuff you would know. I haven't done that yet.
That's right.
But I think that there would be... I'm trying to think. He would know of the original capital, which was just called Starfall, mm-hmm. Which was the original kind of main city that they belonged to.
Is that why it's called the Starfall?
Starfall Archipelago is around that area. Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, he would know Vortensar, but he knew of it. But other ships were tasked with attacking Vortensar. His ship, Nightfrost says, the ship that I powered is a smaller vessel. It is a battleship, but not a large one. We were mainly tasked with taking down smaller fortifications, farming installations, these sorts of places.
Huh.
Well, thank you for that, Nightfrost.
Home front.
I'm afraid that this city of glass is not something I know of.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to find those notes. They're somewhere.
But yes, Nightfrost, if you could just give me a visual description of Breeze, that'd be great.
Yes, I will do that.
Yeah, let's backtrack a little bit.
That
oh
was
my god.
A tangent. Jeez. Okay.
Holy crap.
Whew.
Well done, Rhiannon. You've done it.
It's always the new players where it's just like, I've come up with an idea, and I'm like,
I mean, it makes sense.
It does. It's a great question.
It's a great question.
And it's something where we need to talk, me and Sentry, about what Sentry remembers and what knows. Because I think we can kind of hand wave a lot of stuff by saying, you don't remember. Like, you were shut down for a long time, parts of her memory may be missing and things like that. But there are some things that you would absolutely know.
We could just track her.
She shut down.
So, what's the plan now? So you're going to leave Nightfrost here?
Yes.
Yeah. So you feel the cloak melt away.
I'm going to do this in a corner where no one else.
Yeah, you can find like a because you're in the garden, so you can easily find a shadowed part of the gardens. And his cloak melts down into the ground, into your shadow, detaches and becomes this kind of hunched shadow-like being. And he kind of drifts over to a tree and blends in with the shadows of the tree.
Well, I have a concern. Mm. If Nightfrost decides to get lonely and talk to people and they find him and pick him up and take him away, we lost Nightfrost.
Lucius, that's me. Nightfrost.
What's your name?
Yes, Master.
Only speak to me, thank you.
Very well.
Don't speak to anyone else. Nightfrost.
I will not speak to anyone.
Don't let anybody else pick you up.
I am not responding to the Elven woman.
You're doing great.
Nightfrost.
You're doing fantastic.
Nightfrost.
Very good.
Nightfrost?
I will keep myself
he's gone.
I do not wish to be misunderstood or mistaken for a creature of darkness.
No, just be a tree shadow.
Yes.
Perfect.
Looms in. Don't forget that you don't currently have the benefit, so untick cloak form. Because you do get like...
Oh yeah, my spell. Those spells are gold, so it's fine.
Well, it's also like the... you do get a base AC and saving throw bonus.
Do I?
Yeah,
okay.
So untick him.
Well, in that case, that plan's sorted. I guess we now wait for Breeze. Shall we head off to Spellclash?
Wait!
Wait.
Nightfrost, you'd be so good in Spellclash. Ah!
I can return to you, Master Lucius. If
you're too useful. That's your problem, all right? You're too good.
Kind of you to say. Mm.
Well, I have to do it off my own back.
What, without Nightfrost, are you sure?
Yes.
I mean, you're a potent spellcaster. Look at you.
Did you see me teleport?
What?
In Hesper's tower? God, that was good!
I mean, I missed it. I was too busy looking at the big flaming guy.
You didn't see it? Oh, it was so good. Either way, I should probably use my own spells.
Oh, well, Nightfrost, are you able to make Lucius teleport?
When he wears me as a cloak.
You failed. You were only meant to respond to Lucius.
You're right.
Oh!
I'm a failure in all things.
Don't call him a failure.
Don't! He's going to go on such a tangent.
Why would you say that? Nightfrost, you are so worthy. You're great.
I failed like I failed.
You're not a failure.
Okay,
you're...
I take it back. No, it was a test.
Nightfrost.
That was a joke, Nightfrost. Ha ha ha
ha. He just goes quiet and doesn't say anything.
Oh, crap.
The bird is teasing you, Nightfrost. Don't listen to it. him.
I'm just a bird.
He's just a bird.
That's one tick towards insane.
An insanity bar.
Anyway, yeah, he just goes quiet.
Oh, Night Frost.
For God's sake.
I'm sorry, Night Frost.
Night Frost. Night Frost. Night Frost.
You can't even see him.
Night Frost. He's so not responding. He's not responding.
It looks like when he's in his shadow form, if he can blend with the shadow of another object, it's almost indistinguishable. He can, as long as he doesn't move.
No one's looking for it.
As long as no one's looking for it and he doesn't move, he just looks like a shadow. It's not like he gets like a bonus to stealth checks. He has a special thing where he looks like a shadow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I know that Eterna, like, radiate magical energy, don't they?
They do, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they can't hide it. So you don't know a lot about
them. Well, I mean, if I had, like, detect magic.
Like, Shallan pattern.
Again, you've never tried it, I don't think. You detected him in his bow form, but not when in his human
shadowy
form.
Oh, that's true. Because, that's what I mean. I feel like I've seen Tian Gong.
He's hiding his power level.
Wow, and what level is it?
Re got it. It's not 9,000.
Oh.
Anyway.
It's over.
Dagon Ball.
So Spell Clash.
You're gonna head to the Spell Clash arena?
I guess we'll wait until that time.
Okay. Yeah. We can bring it up. Like if the other preliminary testers are there, maybe they'll move the match early. The Spell Clash arena is in North Street, so you make your way back towards there. Along the way, you do happen to spot, because Rose Meadows' shop is on the way to the Spell Clash arena. You see her outside. You see, and for Sentry and Ayla's benefit, you see a centaur, white-bodied horse centaur, with a human girl half wearing a very loose, very flowy silk top with long blonde hair with flowers woven into it. And she is outside because her shop front has been vandalized. You can see all the flower pots that were underneath the windows have been smashed. Several of the colored windows have been smashed. There is crude, like, paints and writing that's been, like, written on the wall in paint, and some other materials that don't look very pleasant. And you can see she's got, like, a little hood up, like, a big scarf that she's got over, and she's very delicately trying to, you know, clear things up. But she's kind of constantly looking around and making sure that, you know, no more trouble's going to follow her. So you see that. If you carry on, you just head your way to the Spell Clash.
Carry on?
Yeah, it's up to you.
I literally just think it's a centaur.
Yeah.
Don't know where.
I mean, it would be, seeing a centaur would be a kind of a big deal in civilization. Like, you've not, seeing a centaur in civilization is like, what the fuck is this? but like that doesn't, you don't know her, so it would depend on if Ayla actually gives a damn. I can't imagine Ayla would. Yeah, maybe.
I kind of do.
We should stop.
Well,
that's it.
She's so beautiful and sad.
Yes, we spoke to her already.
We bought some potions from her before.
Oh, have you? Then she'll know you. We should help.
Rose Meadow?
You go over?
Rose Meadow.
You kind of have to walk over to her. she's kind of got like the horse thing where like she's down, like her front legs are kind of like half down because she's like clearing up a bunch of these broken flower pots and things. And she kind of looks up, and you can see her eyes are quite red. Her cheeks are a little bit puffy, and she's like,
"Oh, little birdie! So nice to see you."
You too, Rose Meadow. What's happened here?
Oh, last night some people must have broken my store while I was asleep. I heard that the temple of Hesper burned down, and I think that they did it around that time. They broke the window and I woke up, and I'm just trying to clear it up now.
Did they take anything?
No, they didn't take anything. They were just, this has happened before. They've, not to this extent, but they've put like nasty messages to my door and things like that. It's been getting really bad the last few weeks.
You say they, do you know who it is?
I think it's probably the same people from the Abbey.
Right, and the messages on the door?
Telling me to get out of town, that I don't belong here, that I'm a freak of magic and nature, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
I was gonna put it all behind me, but this is really bad. It's never been this bad before. Maybe I should just leave. And she just kind of looks. Do you come up to her?
Yeah,
I'm like, she's like, oh, hello there, guardian. I'm so sorry, my store's all a mess. But if you need any potions or alchemical supplies, I can do it for you.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm not hurt or anything.
Oh, good.
They had to deal with this.
I know. I was there.
Like, what the fuck?
Well, those Palador priests are horrible.
It's not all of them. I've had a few of them who have come by and they've offered money and to help and things. I think it's just some of them that are mean. You can see that she's like trying to keep it together, but she's obviously very upset and she's trying to keep herself together as she's sweeping up into like a little pan, like all the broken. And it was these beautiful kind of ceramic hand painted pots in the flower bed and things like that. She's like kind of brushing them all up and she kind of stands up. And now she is way taller than Sentry. Like her horse body is about 4 feet and then she has like another 3 feet of human, so she's like 7 feet tall.
Is there a, like, obvious broken window?
Yeah. Both of them have got, like, it looks like rocks have been thrown through, so it's got that single, like, smash point.
I'll cast Mending on that.
Yeah, okay, yeah. It takes you a little bit of time, but, like, you have to gather the shards, hold them in place, and you can mend them. But with, you know, other people, like, if Quill helps and stuff, it becomes a lot faster. And she genuinely looks at you. She's like, thank you so much, miss. That's so kind of you. Thank you. I wish, would you like a shampoo, a herbal shampoo?
Oh, what kind is it?
I have some different ones. I have one made with some vanilla extract. And then I have a lovely blackberry. It's very citrusy.
Right, will it stain my hair, though?
No. It's very clean. It doesn't stain. It's not a colouring. It's for cleaning purposes.
Do you have any for colouring? Can we colour your hair, Lucius?
Yes, of course. I have many different colourings for hair. I have ones that can remove natural colour. I have ones that can give you false colourings. I've got all sorts. I have a lot of pastels.
It's not very in right now. I went through a phase, obviously, where I did colour my hair.
But then no matter what colour your hair is, you'll always have colours to pull from, no matter what you wear.
You'll always have
colour.
That's a beneficial tactic, I like that. But it wouldn't go. It wouldn't go with this outfit.
I don't understand what you mean. Your outfit is literally every colour ever.
It's predominantly purple. I just merely have gems which are different colours.
We could make it purple.
As long as
we make
contained,
it purple.
No, absolutely not.
Why?
A lovely pastel lilac would look very fetching.
I fixed your window.
But anyway, I will give you... She's like, let me just get you something. And she goes back in and she comes out with a little wicker hand basket and it's got hair lotions and soaps. She's like, this is for you.
Very kind of you. Do you have the ingredients on the bottles?
She like puts out, like she goes in, writes them down on a piece of parchment.
I get a bit sneezy around certain things.
She puts them in.
Thank you. Very kind.
It's very kind of you to fix my window. Thank you.
Have you ever needed to defend yourself?
No, I think that these people, the ones that do this, they're cowardly. They know that I'm kind of strong, so they probably wouldn't want to actually fight me. So they just do this, which hurts more. I kind of wish that they would just try and beat me up.
Do you know of anyone else?
I beat them up for you.
I didn't really see who it was. I just saw some people in cloaks. I heard the broken windows. I came running out. I had to put on, you know, clothes, and then I came out and I saw them running away, but...
And do you know of anyone else that has this kind of treatment in the town?
She's like shakes her head. Most of the other merchants are humans or dwarves or half-elves, which they all seem to be fine with. I'm the most strange shopkeeper, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What about the guardians in the south?
I've heard that they sometimes get trouble, yeah.
But they're kind of outside the walls, aren't they?
Also, I think a lot of people are scared of the big one. I've heard people say that there's a big guardian that protects them and people are scared of him.
Yeah, he's really big.
I am. He's huge. Honestly.
Yeah. He's very nice. Very kind. He's a delight.
I wish I had somebody like that to watch over my store.
Yeah.
Well, but I don't want to take up any more of your time. Thank you so much for fixing my windows, though.
That's all right. Thank you for the shampoo.
You're welcome. It's all natural.
Okay, well.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Bye, Birdie.
Goodbye, Rose Meadow. Sorry, that is... Okay.
She really likes you.
Yeah, she
does.
He's
so soft.
I am.
Is he?
Yeah.
I can't say I've ever...
See? It's nice and soft.
Sure. We should put the oils in you. In your feathers.
Don't. And
can
also,
we dye his feathers?
No, yes. No.
I've never made a feather dye before. I'm going to work on one.
Mm, yeah. Well, I am doing Spell Clash, actually, so maybe.
You have a new look.
You're going to do the Spell Clash?
Yeah.
I wish I could go and watch it, but I can't fit in the stadium.
No.
Really?
I'm too big.
Stadium's big.
She like gestures to her horse body.
Oh.
Can't really sit down anywhere.
Surely they can find a space, though.
I've asked, and they didn't let me in before. They said that they didn't have... That I would be a safety hazard if they had to get out of the stadium quickly.
Right, that's true.
She looks very sad at that, like, like self-conscious of
we'll see what we can do.
Thank you.
Once we make a name for ourselves, right, Birdie?
Yeah.
Sure that you will.
Have you got temporary dye that we can put in their hair for spell clash and then they walk out?
Nothing temporary. No, it's it lasts for a few months.
In that case, no.
Actually, do not need that. Do not dare touch me. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
You make your way.
Let's go to spell clash.
Okay. So as you guys make your way to spell clash, we'll take a break.
Yeah. And the next time.
We'll be back with some spell clash.
Yes, after all this time.
Clash of the spell!
Excited for that.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode. Remember to check out D&D Beyond with the link in the episode description. And we'll see you on Thursday when Quill and Lucius finally enter the spell clash tournament. We'll see you then.